Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton Bowling Coach, Christy Lesser. And Christy, the season is concluded now, and as you've had a little bit of chance maybe to sit back and kind of look back at it, your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are it was a good season for both the boys and the girls. We had a lot of new faces, especially on the girls' side, and so wasn't sure quite what to expect, and they really just exceeded what I thought was going to happen. Did very well in conference, did well at the state qualifier. I mean, I know we didn't qualify as a team, but the way they bowled, the way they came together as a team was really impressive. The boys did just fabulous of a job. Disappointed for them that they didn't qualify as state bowlers, but honestly, bowling is one of those sports that you give it just a little inch of a mindset drop and it's going to take you out at your knees. Yeah. It really will. Overall, I feel like they did a really good job. They tried to rally back and just wasn't quite enough, but honestly, good year. It was a lot of fun. We got to really know the bowlers on a different level and be able to, just see them as people, not just athletes, and that was great.
There was a lot of ducks were signed.
Yes, 3,000. Yes, we, the duck thing kind of started last year or the year before, and it was just a fun kind of tradition. And now it's funny, we're seeing other teams do the same thing, and it's kind of neat to see that. Tons of cheers happening all over the place. They say that the louder you cheer, the better you do, and that's kind of been true for our teams over the years. So.
That's the duck signings when you get 3,000 pins, right?
3,000 pins, correct. Yes, right. Yeah. For the boys, I think we were doing 2,500 for the girls, but they started to kind of get running out of room on some of it there, so that's pretty awesome. We like that, so.
It's kind of a bonding thing, too.
It is. Cool. It really is. It's a bonding thing. They've kind of collected the smaller rubber ducks from all the different centers, too, so that's kind of funny. But, it's a bonding thing, like you said, and they really have enjoyed it.
Now, Gabby Humphrey made it to state again. She went as a freshman as part of the team, and this is her first appearance as an individual. Kind of different.
It is different.
Yeah, you think that had anything to play with she didn't have her best game, but
right. It wasn't her best set, but we could have been a lot worse. I told her, I'm like, you are one of 32 in the 2A, 2A districts. So honestly, that's a huge accomplishment there to be one of 32. You just don't know what to expect. It was rocky morning with the way the lanes. Happened to not get oiled correctly, and it wasn't the oilman's fault, the laneman's fault at all. It was just a part broke on the machine, something you wouldn't have realized. It was just a stressful moment there, and we tried to make the best of it. And then you get out there and you don't hit a couple of spares. And I know for a fact that she has already evaluated the entire live
sure,
video
yes.
and knows things that she wants to change for next year, different equipment or just a different way to attack it. So she's already evaluated that. So, bowling is, there's so many variables and it's going to make you stop and think and reevaluate all the time. It does for all of us.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
So the way the girls performed this year, do you kind of reevaluate where you thought you were going to set the bar for next season since they...
I did. I think coming back, we've got a lot of good bowlers that have improved so much over the season and just getting better every day. It felt like in the beginning it was pretty tipped one way and when push came to shove, they showed up.
Yeah.
So we do have some bowlers coming in next season for the girls that I'm pretty excited about joining on with the team, and will just be just that much more help for all of them. Hopefully they'll all bond again in the way they did this year and be able to continue that success.
What about the boys' side?
Boys' side, we have a few coming in for next year. You know, that JV team's still just a real strong team. You know, they've at times beat the varsity teams, so I feel like they're going to still continue to be strong. And then, like I said, a couple of that are coming up from middle school. We have a middle school program that's not affiliated with the school, but at the center, and we treat it like high school meets. And so that'll be fun to see, you know, who those kids are that are going to come in and start building their experience and be able to bowl on the high school team when they get there.
As you look at the conference as a whole, is there going to be an opportunity there? Are some of the teams that are traditionally big, are they still going to be pretty well loaded?
They are. I feel like there's going to be some changes. You know, we don't know what's happening exactly yet. I know coaches have been talking about some of this shifting in conferences. Yeah. It's a big possibility that some of our northern schools that come to us are no longer going to be in the conference. And so that's kind of scary because they are good competition for us. Not that, you know, some of the southern or central ones aren't, but it's just you like to have that big variety. Yeah. And so we'll be able to hopefully build with that over the coming years, but it's a little scary just not knowing what's going to happen. And then with some changes that are happening with season, it's going to be a little bit split next year, with girls starting earlier and finishing earlier, and boys will be around the same time frame. So it's definitely going to be some differences next year.
And I'm sure you'll be hosting a few events here.
I hope so. Yes, I really hope so. You know, I don't know who has conference next year, but we'll definitely put in for district again. And it's always scary, but it works out really great. And we had nothing but compliments to be able to host it, and people really enjoyed their time here. So,
well, we appreciate all your time that you've put aside to talk to us with the bowling team, and wish you success next season.
Thank you so much.
Christy Lester, the bowling coach, Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.